This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, brachim abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Of course, we're mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. Okay, here we go. Simen Kuf Ches Sif Yud. Ta'a v'loy hispalel mincha b'Shabbos. Let's say you made a mistake. And you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. Mispal b'matzah Shabbos shtayim shel chayol. You daven matzah Shabbos 2 weekday Shmoneh Esreis. Because it's matzah Shabbos. Which one are you mavdil in? Mavdil b'rishayna. You're mavdil in the first v'ena mavdil b'shniya. Now this is a new thing. Because until now we had that if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh and you're davening two marivs to make up for mincha. In other words, let's say you miss mincha or Rosh Chodesh and you're davening two marivs Rosh Chodesh night, you say Yalav Yavai in both. Because, hey, it's Rosh Chodesh, so you have to say Yalav Yavai. Or if you missed a mincha tefillah and now you have to make it up Friday night, you'll say two Shabbos tefillahs because, it's Shabbos. But maybe you'll say, if I missed mincha on Shabbos and I'm davening two marav matzah Shabbos, it's matzah Shabbos! And matzah Shabbos, you say Havdalah! So maybe I should say Havdalah in both. No, you don't have to say Havdalah in both. You only have to make one Havdalah. It's not like on Shabbos, you daven a Shabbos Shemana Esrei. On Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavai. But there's no din that matzah Shabbos, all the tefillahs you say, you have to say Havdalah. It's just that you have to be mavdil one time. Okay. Let's say I wasn't mavdil on the first one, v'hivdil b'shnia. So now I'm showing that the first one was the tashlumen. Shnia also lay, the second one will count, rishayna lay also lay. V'hivdil b'shnayan, if I was mavdil on both, I lay hivdil b'shnayan, yatsa. Says the Mishnah Brura, sivkatan, chavches, v'enoy mavdil. Why? Why am I not mavdil on the second Mishnah? Havdalah dai b'pamechad. Havdalah is enough once. Mashe ein kein b'Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh. It's tzarach laskira b'chol ha'tfilos. It has to be mentioned in every tefillah. Al kein pasak b'sif ha'koidem. Therefore, it's paskin in the previous sif. D'mespalo shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim. You daven Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh twice. Now, what if I'm not mavdil in the first and I'm mavdil in the second? The first one will not count. Why? As we've learned many times, you have to say the obligatory one first. And by not being mavdil in the first one, he is being megala his das shehispalel harishoina l'sashlumin, that he davened the first one as a makeup. Because in the first one, he didn't say Havdalah. Therefore, he has to go make up one for tashlumin without Havdalah. What if his thought was shahri shoina lechiyuva, that the first one was for chiyuv? Why did he say havdala in the second one? It was a mistake, v'shagag, and he was accidental. Or maybe he'll say, the reason I was mavdil in the second one was I forgot to do it in the first one, so now I'm doing the second. So that's okay. Ein tzarach lachzar. He doesn't have to go back. And if you're a mavdil in both or neither, you're going to say koza b'stama. Avlam haya b'dayte b'feirosh harishayna l'ashlama. But if he explicitly had in mind that the first one should be for tashlumin, even though he didn't do anything to indicate that, nira d'layatze, it would appear as that he would not be yotze. Loy hivdil. Or if he was not mavdil in either, the reason he doesn't have to go back is because saying Havdalah in Shemana Esrei is not ma'akev. She'in choizun b'shvel haskaras Havdalah b'tfil. You don't have to go back because of lack of being mentioning Havdalah and davening. Ha'al v'yachala amra ala kois, because you could say it ala kois, k'ma shekazu simen reit sali dalad. Now, v'yim achar kach to'am koidem shehivdol ala kois. Now here's an interesting halacha. What if somebody forgot to say Havdalah in davening? He forgot to say atachanan tanu. And he forgot and he ate before Havdalah. The halach is you have to daven Shemana Esrei again. Even though Havdalah is not ma'akiv in Shemana Esrei, that's because you could rely on Havdalah. But if you ate now before Havdalah, you would have to daven again. If you ate the Kaimel and Tzarech Lachzor Espalel, which tefillah then you only have to daven the obligatory tefillah, because what you blew, think about it. I davened the first Shemoneh Esrei as a chiyuv, and it would work for a chiyuv, provided I don't forget and eat. And then I davened the second one as a tashlumen. Then I ate. Eating only disrupts the obligatory tefillah. Mikamakim also like tefillah sa tashlumen, kiven de b'shashas balat tashlumen, because at the time you were saying the tashlumen, shaper haya pater mechoy vashata. I was exempt from the obligatory davening because I said it. I mean, we know that you can only say a tashlumim at the time you're saying a tefillas chiyuv. And at the time I was saying the tefillas chiyuv, it was effective. It's just afterwards I ate and I disrupted it. Hashare haya kais lefanav. There was a kais that I could have made havdalah on. Rak she'edei she'ta'am neschayiv. I'm only obligated to repeat it because he ate, so then the tashlumim would work and he would have to again say the tefillas chiyuv. Sif Yud Aleph. Sorry, say that again, what?
What did he do wrong by eating Havdalah?
You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah.
And if you do that,
it ruins the Shemoneh Esrei. It's interesting halacha. That saying Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei is not ma'akev, provided that you don't eat. But if you eat, then it ruins the Shemoneh Esrei. We'll get to that, Bez Hashem, when we do Hilchas Havdalah. But that's the halacha that the Chavetz Chaim is referencing. Yep. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Ta'a b'mincha shel Shabbos. If you made a mistake, mincha on Shabbos. V'hispalo Shemoneh Esrei. V'loi hizker shel Shabbos. You davened, let's say, a weekday Shemoneh Esrei mincha. Mispalo b'matzah Shabbos shtayim. I davened two matzah Shabbos. I'm mavdil in the first. I'm not mavdil in the second. But in mispalo b'matzah Shabbos. You should daven it as a Taras Nedava. I'm not sure. This is what we call the famous Machlokes Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provencia. Let's think about this. What did this guy do? He didn't daven a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So what do we tell him to do? Okay, daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei to make up davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, he did that already. The problem is he didn't daven the Shabbos. So the question is, do we view it that, well, he didn't daven what he's supposed to, so he didn't daven. So he didn't daven, he has to daven again. Or do we view it, no, he didn't say the Hoysafa for Shabbos. If that's the thing, well, he's not doing that now. So there would be no, the Lashon of the Rishonim is, Ma Ho'ilu B'takanosim. He's not gaining anything, okay? So, says the Mishnah Berurah b'Matzoi Shabbos Shtayim, Yesh Bazeh Machlokes. There's a Machlokes over here. I'm sorry. V'yispal Oisa B'Taras Nedava. When he goes back and he davens again Matzoi Shabbos, he davens it as a Tzulas Nedava. Ve'enoy Tzarech L'Chadesh B'Davar. He doesn't have to innovate anything, because what he's innovating is this way he is Yotzei according to everyone. And we're going to see the second case of the Mechaber tomorrow. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh b'zeh machlokes. There's a famous machlokes. Hatoisus b'shem Rabbi Yehuda sfir luhu. Toisus in the name Rabbi Yehuda. This is Toisus in Brachos. I don't remember the page. I'm embarrassed to say. Bichavav. Toisus in Brachos brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda sfir luhu. The ein tzarach lachzor b'shvil zeh. You don't have to go back because of this. You don't have to be chayzer because of this. Why? The hakfar espalo Shemoneh Esrei. He already davened Shemoneh Esrei. Rak sheshachach shel Shabbos. He just forgot Shabbos. Uch sheyashlam v'yisvav Shemoneh Esrei v'lo yazkir shel Shabbos. And when you go back and you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you don't mention Shabbos, ma yarviach b'zeh ha-tashum. What are you gaining over here? The Chachmei Provencia, the sages of Provence, Svir Elohu, Demashe Hispalo Shemoneh Esrei B'loi Shabbos Habaki Elohi Hispalo Klal. If you daven without mentioning Shabbos, it's like you didn't daven at all. Kevin Shalai Asa Kedin, because you didn't do it properly. V'al Kain, the conclusion of the Toisus is, Hechriu HaPoiskim, Sheyachzer L'Hispalo B'Taras Nedava. He should go back and daven as a Nedava. Because according to the Chachmei Provencia, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, I don't have to daven. According to the Chachmei from Vansi, I have to daven. So I'll daven as a... So there's like a suffix whether I have to daven again. Again, the Chachmei from Vansi say yes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So I'll daven again as an adava, just in deference to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. I don't have to innovate anything. Since there is a tzad that I have to daven for halachic reasons, in chiddush gadol mizad, there's no greater chiddush than davening again to be yoytze the deya that I'm a chuyiv to. But I daven it as an adava. What does it mean as an adava? Says the Mishmarah, Hainu Sheyas Navi Yomer, I stipulate and I say, Im Chayiv Ani Harei Zeh L'Chayvasi, if I'm obligated to daven the second Maariv, it should be for my Chiyav. V'im Lav, and if I'm not obligated, Harei Zeh L'Nadava. V'ayim B'Prima Gadim, Du Adin Kol Safek Plukta, D'Rabivasa Yisbal B'Nadava. Whenever there's a Machloikas HaPoiskim, whether you have to daven again, you daven again as an Nadava. U'v'tnai Sheyis Safek Plukta Mamish, provided it's really a Safek, not yochid against the rabbim. Not, you know, there's one shita that holds after daven again. And v'loy kata neged gada, not a smaller opinion against the greater one. V'oz dinoy k'may b'safek imispala. Whenever there's a real machlekes, that would be like we said earlier in Simon Kuv Zayin Sif Aleph, that if you're mesupik, if you davened, you daven again, and you don't have to mechadesh something, because the chiddush is that I'm being yoytze for sure. And by the way, we said in the Bir Halacha that you're obligated to daven again. Even though, why am I obligated? It's a suffix. But since there, remember we saw in the Bir Halacha that since Chazal allow you to daven again, because even though suffix brachas lahakel, but halavai, a person could daven all day, since I have that eitza, if I don't take it up, it's like I'm a vaza tefillah. Okay. Uvishabbos v'yamtif, Ein mispalel tefila safek. Here's a very important factor. This way out, that if you're mesupik if you davened, or if there's a machloikis whether you have to daven again, you could daven again as an adava, that will not work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you can't daven a tefilas nadava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Uva Shabbos Yom Tov ein mispalel tefila safek. De ich yasna, how could you make a tenai? De ein mevian nadava b'Shabbos. You can't bring a carbon nadava on Shabbos, so you can't say a tefilas nadava on Shabbos. Kedel elbasim and kov zayin. Let's say you had an oinus and you didn't daven Saturday night on Matzah Shabbos. So then in the Sunday morning, you're going to daven twice. Mispalo b'yoyim shtei tefilos. Achas l'chayvav, achas l'tashlumen. Do you say atochen antanu in the second one? Or do you say it in the first one? Even if you don't make Havdol, you don't say Atachan Antano. King Kasev Knesset Agdala B'Shem Radvaz. The Kasev Amagin Avram B'Simon Reish Sadi Dalet Shaloi Yodas Taimai Ayin Shem. He doesn't know why. So, the Bir Halacha there, in Simon Reish Sadi Dalet, explains like this. Oh, one second. Let's finish up. What would you say? Should you say Atochen Antanu? I would say to say it in the first one. Because even though I missed Maariv, so you'd say, well, Stavin Shachris, and then in Maariv say Atochen Antanu. There's no din that you have to say Atochen Antanu in Maariv. The din is you have to be Mavdil as soon as you can. So why should you not say Atochen Antanu in Shachris? Unless they were never Masakein Atochen Antanu past Maariv. I don't know. The Dirshu quotes, let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham says he doesn't know why you shouldn't say Atochen Antanu. V'sefer Magen Gemara Hetek as Tamei Menu V'zal Shanesham. Afilu Adayin Lo Hivdel Ein Tzarich Lomar Atochen Antanu Kiven Shechayiv LaHavdel. You have to make Havdalah now. They're only Misakein Atochen Antanu if it's not yet time for Havdalah. Once it's time for Havdalah, they weren't Misakein Atochen Antanu. Shalei Tiknu Tashlumin L'davar Sheyesh Shalei Takana. They didn't make a makeup for something that has rectification. V'kivan She'atochen Antanu Yesh Shalei Takana B'Havdalah Ein Lo Tashlumin. It cannot be made up. Says the Dirshu, quoting the Bir Halacha, explaining the Magen Avraham, who says he doesn't know his reason. that it's machloikis achroinim. According to the Prima Gadim, you're mavdil in the second one, which is tashlumen. But Rabbi Kiveger says, this is what we were saying, you're mavdil only in the first one. And the Brisker, the Reb Chaim Brisker also says that. Why? This is the sar we said. Havdalah is not part of Mariv. It's not like, oh, the din of Mariv is you have to say Havdalah. You think you have to say Atochen Antanu because of din in Mariv? It's a din in, it's the first Shemana Esrei after Shabbos. But you didn't daven that first Shemana Esrei. And now your first Shemana Esrei is Shachris. Eloshish din lahavdu betfilo yishan shachol. And Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from the Yushalmi like Rav Chaim. The Sefer Magen Gibarim says that the Sado, the Magen Avram, why not to say Atachan Antano is because now you're chayiv to be Mavdel. So for example, by the way, let's say Matzah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. And I'm going to be Mavdil ala kois Matzah Tisha B'Av. And so you're supposed to say Atachan Antano. Let's say I didn't say it in Mariv. Do you say it in Shachris? According to the Magen Gibarim, no. Because I have a takana with Havdalah. You only say Atachan Antano Mariv because it's before Havdalah. The Bar Halacha says, B'maskana, if you're already Mavdil ala kois and you forgot to daven Mariv, you don't say Atachan Antanu, not in the first one or in the second one. But if you were not Mavdil, like on Tisha B'Av, not like Reb Chaim Brisker, but rather like the Prima Gadim, and not like Rabbi Kiveger, you're Mavdil in the Tashlumin, and not in the first one. Not like I was saying. So Rabbi Kiveger and Reb Chaim Brisker say, you'd say Havdalah in the first one. Again, if you did, we're not Mavdal ala kois, and the conclusion of the Halacha is not like that. The conclusion of the Halacha is you're Mavdal only in the Tashlumen. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Have a great day. Be Matzliach. Besurais Toivais. Have a good day, everyone.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.